Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
6:14 now on this Friday morning, 10-4, October 4th. Highs of 80 today, 60% chance for showers, 30% chance tomorrow, 20% on Sunday. Then a front comes through. And when the front comes through, it gets warmer, which is kind of odd. But highs of 86 on Monday, 84 Tuesday, but the humidity is going to be lower. And then come Wednesday night, Thursday morning, lows of 58 on the north shore, 68 on the south shore. So with lower humidity, it's not going to be cold, but it might give us a little hint of fall to come. The sun will set in the western sky Saturday night at Tiger Stadium, but the stadium itself shall remain dark because there is no game. But there will be one in the following week. Jeff Palermo joins us now, WWL.com columnist, Louisiana Network news director. How you doing, Jeff?
I'm doing well, Tommy. Kind of sad, no LSU game in a way. It's weird,
is.
Too.
It
in
is.
Early October, no LSU game.
Sad and weird describes my marriage. That Ole Miss game is at home or not?
Yeah, that Ole Miss game is at home. Yeah, I think we better change the subject here quick,
yeah,
Tommy.
Let's do that. Oh, wait. Sad, weird, and expensive. That would be the other way to put it. My first marriage, as opposed to without Saturday night. First marriage. The only marriage I'll ever have in my life. Let's just move on, shall we?
Yeah, shall we?
Tell me what's been going on at practice in Baton Rouge. I know they went full hitting, right?
Yeah. They're actually off today. Players get the weekend off, but Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, they went at it hard. You know, sometimes you use the bye week to recover. Now, LSU, because of the way the calendar fell this year with the amount of weekends between Labor Day and the holidays, there's an extra week to play with. So that's why everyone's got two bye weeks this year. And so LSU has its traditional bye week at the end of October, leading into the Alabama game, but this is something a little different where you have this bye week here, and so they'll use the second bye week as more of a recovery time. This week, they were trying to get better, so they had full pad practices this week, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. A lot of areas that Coach Brian Kelly knows they need to get better at, as they are now they're done with the softies, if you would. No more South Alabamas and Nichols states are on the schedule anymore. It's all SEC teams. from this point forward, starting with a big game a week from Saturday against Ole Miss.
Not only get a player's attention for practice like full pads. Would you agree?
I would think so. I would imagine there's a little bit of grumbling and so forth. Yeah. You know, some of the areas that Coach Brian Kelly is looking to try to improve is that safety position. I think the defensive line has come along better than most people expected. They seem pretty good at the cornerback position, especially if they can get Zy Alexander back from a concussion. Ashton Stamps has been very good at the other corner position, but really figuring out who is playing at the various safety positions. Javian Toviano looks like we might see a little bit more playing time for him. Major Burns, who's been playing a star position, which is a hybrid linebacker safety position, may move strictly to safety. So they're looking for the right combination there. So that is a lot of point of the emphasis, especially on defense.
Especially if you're a backup. That full pads for practice will really get your attention, because that means you're going to get the snot beat out of you. That means get some Advil ready, because you're going to be sore the next day. Let's talk about, since we got a couple of minutes here, and you know, LSU's not playing this week, let's talk about the SEC, if
yeah.
we can. As of this point, and specifically LSU's next opponent, Ole Miss.
Well, Ole Miss has got a really tough game this Saturday. They have to go to South Carolina, and LSU fans know exactly how tough that game, or having to go there, is. Ole Miss, really an upset loss. They suffered an upset loss to Kentucky, and Kentucky really took advantage of a porous offensive line for Ole Miss. Ole Miss has had some issues along that O-line. Jackson Dart, their quarterback, really got harassed in that game, and now you're going to go to South Carolina, who's got two outstanding edge rushers. South Carolina is coming off a bye week. They're getting their quarterback back in Lenora Sellers. So, I mean, it could be possible that the Rebels come into Tiger Stadium next Saturday on a two-game losing streak. Yeah, and then to top it all off, Ole Miss has to go on the road in back-to-back weeks, going to South Carolina and then, of course, coming to LSU next Saturday. So we looked at this Lane Kiffin-Ole Miss team at the beginning of the year. I mean, they were ranked in the top 10, looked like a pretty good projection as far as a team that can get in the 12-team college football playoff. But all of a sudden, you lose a game at home that you're not supposed to. You have a tough assignment on the road this Saturday, followed up with an even tougher assignment the following week. All of a sudden, this season can really get off fall off the tracks here for Ole Miss if they're not careful. So it'll be very interesting to see how the Rebels respond this Saturday. That obviously wasn't their best effort against Kentucky last Saturday, and I'm sure they learned a lot from that game against Kentucky. You know, their first few games this season have not been very difficult. They've played Furman, they've played Georgia Southern, they played Wake Forest, which is not a very good Power Four team, and so they finally faced a really good test against Kentucky, and they came up short. Let's see how they learn from that, and we'll see if they're able to rebound in Columbia, South Carolina on Saturday afternoon.
Kentucky really a surprise this year, huh?
Well, Kentucky, if you remember, they got blown out at home by South Carolina. They only scored 6 points in that game, and then you talk about a team that's really improved since then. They nearly beat Georgia, and then they pull off the...
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, MIDI.com.
Upset against Ole Miss, and they're not a great offensive team, but they are very good on defense, and that's what we've seen with them against Georgia and then Ole Miss. I mean, they really shut down the Rebels' offense last week. Again, they were able to get a lot of pressure on Jackson Dart, slowed down the Ole Miss running game. So that was, and then they just got enough offense to win that game. So that's kind of how they have to win it. I mean, they don't have the great skill position players that some of the other teams have, like Georgia, Alabama, LSU. So they got to beat you, make the game ugly, make it low scoring. It nearly paid off for them against Georgia, and it certainly did when they played Ole Miss.
Well, the rubber's going to meet the road for LSU because they start SEC play, and they don't stop till they do they have a championship game? Yes.
Yes, there
it's
is
the
a championship
two teams
game.
That go. There is no more East and West. It's the
right.
top two that go,
it's
right?
It's the top two that go in, and if you're wondering, well, why even play it with the 12-team playoff, the winner of that championship game gets an automatic first-round bye in the 12-team playoff. So that's the that is what you're kind of playing for there, and obviously championship bragging rights, but and that's the motivation to win that game to get you a bye through the playoffs.
And a game to televise and sell ads. And
oh, yeah. Well, and it's a moneymaker for the Southeastern Conference, right. For sure.
And LSU, for people that don't know, tied with Alabama in the SEC right now, right? I'm
yeah.
just saying. It's
yeah,
plenty early.
No.
But
no,
still.
No. Yeah, and there, you know, there's some other games to kind of pay attention to, Tommy, when you're talking about the 12-team playoff. I think the Missouri-Texas A&M game is certainly one to really keep an eye on. You know, Missouri's kind of in the same boat as LSU. They're not expected to win the SEC this year, but they are a team that's potential could get in the 12-team playoff, and I think LSU is in that same kind of conversation. And so I think if you're an LSU fan, you're rooting for the Aggies this weekend to beat Missouri because it could come down between an LSU and a Missouri on whoever gets in the 12-team playoff. And LSU will have a chance to play A&M this year, and they could beat Texas A&M at that point, but they don't have a chance to play Missouri. Mm-hmm. So it would be good for LSU's playoff chances if Missouri had three losses this year.
All right, let's take a break. We'll pick it up here. We'll come back. 504-260-1870 if you had any questions. I'm getting some text. I-59 South at Nicholson. Standstill traffic here now. To give you more about the traffic is Courtney on WWL. 627, Tommy Tucker, WWL, back with Jeff Palermo. WWL.com columnist, Louisiana Network News Director. If you go to WWL.com, you can find some of Jeff's stuff. And one thing he had was a story about Brian Kelly and Jaden Daniels and his success in the NFL. And he's going to have a test this week going against the Browns. Talk about that, if you will, Jeff.
Well, you know, Jaden Daniels is off to a fantastic start. I mean, completing 82% of his passes through four games. I think that's an NFL record for highest passing completion percentage for a rookie to start their career. And so it's been really impressive. And it just always seems like, even though the guy has won the Heisman Trophy and put up unbelievable numbers, I just think there's always this level of doubt with Jaden Daniels, right?
You know why I think that is?
Why is that?
I think it's because he is such a talented runner that people discount his arm,
right?
And unless you've really paid attention, you don't realize how he can, as they say, drop it in the bucket.
Yes, and how accurate he is, mm-hmm. and how well he takes care of the football.
Yep.
And I think there's this belief that, well, it's just not going to last because eventually, you know, if he's going to be running the football, he's going to get hurt. Washington had a similar, well, I don't want to say a similar, well, yeah, in a way, Robert Griffin III, right? Mm-hmm. He won a Heisman Trophy, an athletic quarterback, and move, and had a great rookie season and ended up getting hurt and then was never the same after that.
I don't think RG3 had the arm that Jaden Daniels has.
Well, no, I don't think the accuracy. I think
that's
the
I don't mean strength. I mean accuracy.
Yeah, accuracy and the fact that he just takes care of the football. He had 7 career interceptions at LSU through 2 seasons. I mean, that's just absolutely phenomenal. I mean, that's unbelievable. And so I think there's a lot of people that overlook a lot of the qualities that he does have. And, Brian Kelly just basically said when he was asked about it this week, hey, it's all about the guy's work effort. Ethic and wanting to be a great, wanting to be elite. And, there's certain guys that are really driven by that. You know, we saw that with Joe Burrow. We saw that with Jaden Daniels. And, I think Jaden, the other thing about him is he's kind of quiet. You know, when he doesn't in press conference, he doesn't say a lot. And I don't think people realize how much he does care and how much and how elite he wants to be. Because he kind of, I don't know, in his press conference, he doesn't say much. He's got a little bit of a smile on his face and people are like, well, he's kind of just out there. But no, I think there's a fire in that guy that he really wants to be great and be interesting to see what they do against the Browns this week.
I was talking to a lady friend the other day about the football and how it's protecting. It's not, when they say protect the football, it's not the ball itself. That is the hopes and the dreams of the organization, of the coaches, of the team, of the fans, of everybody. That's what that football represents, and that's why you need to protect it, and you can't just be lackadaisy with it. You know what I mean?
No doubt about it. No doubt about it. And he's done that.
Yep. Thank you, Jeff.
All right, Tommy, have
always.
A great one.
You too. Yep. Have a good weekend. Jeff Palermo, WWL.com, columnist, Louisiana Network, news director. Nice guy, always fun to talk to. We'll take a break, come back, talk with the director of the Louisiana chapter of the National Federation of Independent Businesses about consumer confidence. Right now, it's time for WWL First News.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.